our goodbyes. It was almost immediately after we ate.
Oh, after you ate. So you made it up to Pennsylvania and afterwards.
We haven't even left Pennsylvania yet, yeah.
See, unfortunately, I think that she got the diarrhea and had to sit through the entire dinner with that situation.
Right. That's what I thought.
But it would be a bad Mother's Day if you had to drive all the way from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
But did you? Yeah, I mean,
did you?
That's what I'm getting at. Did you?
Well, okay. I'll admit, just a little.
A little.
She's lying. How many?
Well, now, Mike, hold on a second. Yes. I thought the first girl was lying. Mm-hmm.
Well, she wasn't lying up until that very moment. She thinks she'll do better if there's enough.
No, you were clean as a whistle. Come on, Lisa. Tell the truth.
No, actually, I am. I'm telling the truth, but it's a little embarrassing.
How many
but,
silly
you know,
things to argue about, isn't it?
Pardon?
It's a silly thing to argue about. It really is. But I don't think there. I think you were spotless. I don't think you had to use bleach or anything.
No, no bleach.
But I could be
no
wrong.
No bleach.
Hold on. Honey.
What did you eat? Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, sure.
What did you enjoy? What did you enjoy for your Mother's Day dinner with your in-laws?
I had what was it called? New Orleans seafood.
There you go.
At a local restaurant. Mm-hmm. I don't want to mention the name of the restaurant.
It's okay. I can use the plug.
Mike. Let me go back to the first woman.
All right.
Hey, Kay?
Yeah.
What did the letters say?
What's that?
What did the letters say? I'm going back to the first lady now.
Oh, okay. It said he was introducing himself, and he said he had found the advertisement in the back of some magazines, which I found those magazines.
What magazines were those?
They were Dominatrix magazines.
Like what? Could you name one?
Oh, no, I didn't see what the names were. But they had, you know how they have all those advertisements in the back? Mm-hmm. So he was saying, you know, dear mistress, you know, so-and-so. He was interested in the lifestyle. It was something his wife was not into, and he wanted to explore it further.
How old was he when he croaked?
How old was he?
Yes.
He was 65.
Now, you found letters that obviously had not been sent?
They had not been sent, no. No.
And you could produce these letters if we needed to see them?
Unfortunately, no, I can't.
Why is that?
They all got thrown out in the garbage when we were cleaning out his mobile home. But I can send you the link to his obituary.
So you got... Well,
you can prove he's dead.
You can prove the guy's dead.
Yeah.
See, here's...
Now, your crap detector is going off here. Mine's kind of stunned right now.
It went off... I was with this lady when she was at the double wide. And
yeah,
the mice,
single wide.
Single wide. And the mice... But then you get to the dominatrix, the letter with the dominatrix.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Hold on a second. Why would he have...
Hold on.
I can put my husband on the phone.
What was the... what were the dates of the letters?
You know what? They were actually from about 8 to 10 years ago.
Okay.
So why would...
And when his wife was still alive at the time.
So he... and was the briefcase kind of like... it wasn't something he would have used. Would it be like a hiding place?
Where was the briefcase?
The briefcase was in the tool shed off of to the side of the mobile home.
And that's...
Where he kept...
pornography in there too?
No, it was just the letters. There wasn't any pornography. The pornography was in the nightstand in his bedroom.
In the trailer, where
okay.
it belongs.
And what kind of pornography did you find?
It was a dominatrix magazine.
Anything else?
There. No, that was about it.
Okay, all right. You're not lying about this?
I swear to God. I swear on my kids.
All right, hold on then. Hold on. She could be a finalist.
Here's what it sounds like. It sounds like out in the shed. See, here's why it makes sense to me. He had a little... like stash of these private things that he never wanted his wife to see, and they were out in the shed in a briefcase. The letters that he decided maybe not to send were out there. Oh, okay, I can relate to this, all right? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah. who like gets their jolly from writing a letter and putting it in a briefcase? I mean, why
he was
going to
write a letter, and he said if he ever really decided, maybe he just couldn't pull the trigger on it.
Yeah, you just didn't have the guts to send it.
That's like something from Marcus Welby, though. I mean, that's like a plot.
Well,
that's like a plot from a Columbo thing, right?
Well, exactly.
He had the secret relationship, but he never had the nerve to mail the letters, so we found them all, and he had saved... Why would you save the letters?
Because he maybe wanted to send them, or maybe he hoped to send them later.
You two guys are always... No, not you, Buzz. You. You're always ready to not believe. Your crap detector is always there.
I'm not... Right now...
First call we get is a chick that says, I had to go clean out the trailer for my dead father-in-law. There were mice there. Mice on my feet.
Because the letters were out in a shed, it sounds credible. Mm-hmm. If she'd found the letters in the trailer, it might not be as credible. He had a wife, obviously, who had passed away, and he kept those letters. Maybe he got his jollies by reading the letters.
Well, forgot about them later.
I don't know. I just hope that if she wins, I hope she has a good time out of Las Vegas when she hears that her children are dead.
I'm basing a lot of this on the fact that I don't think she's got a chance of winning.
I hope she's at the tables. And they say, winner! And then she gets paid. She goes, yes, I'm a big winner. They say, hi, listen, tornado just came through your neighborhood. Amazing thing. Only your house was hit.
Amazing stuff. But it's better than old Lisa doesn't know when she got diarrhea.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, did you have a crappy Mother's Day?
No, I had worse than crappy Mother's Day. I had a devastating...
Hold on, you can't say the S word. A lot of nasty stuff happened. Hold on, what's your name?
Elizabeth Johnson.
Okay, Elizabeth, what happened? And please don't use the S word, please.
Yeah, I promise. I have a family of five, none of whom recognize Mother's Day at all.
My husband and I
I have not been talking for a week because we had a fight over when my son should get a haircut.
There you go. Rob's applauding that.
And I did not submit, quote unquote, to his authority and agree with him and let my son wait one more day until he took a shower because he stayed at a friend's house for 2 days because we were having the upper floor of our house shellacked and he's allergic, so he was staying somewhere else.
You go, girlfriend, go. Keep going, girlfriend. Take a breath.
Well, a lot happened. Then I decided I'm not going to be by myself on Mother's Day, so I took my 16-year-old teenage daughter and her friend, who have to go to alternative education because of drug possession, to Manassas Mall and drop them off. Yeah. I told them to call me and let me know when I was to pick them up. And this was about 4 to 4. And I went across the street to the flower gallery to buy myself a present buy a present for this guy's mother because I felt totally, absolutely alone in the world.
Oh, my God.
And it cost me a grand total of $40.51. Then for both people. Then I went back to Manassas Mall and walked around, could not find my daughter, could not find the boyfriend. I waited until 8 o'clock.
Ooh. Well, what time did you get back to the mall?
Oh, it was about 4:30. No, it was about 5 to 5 because the flower gallery was closing at 5 o'clock.
That's right.
3 hours.
It gets worse.
How many times has your husband attempted suicide?
No, I wish he had. It would have been poetic justice. That would have been wonderful.
Wow.
It would have been a real gift for me. But I'm on my way home, and I get a cell phone call from my daughter. She's not at Manassas Mall. Now she's down by some place called Hoyts and Borders. And I don't know how she got there, but the $40 I gave her is suspiciously missing. Mm-hmm. So I figure that she and her newfound friend probably bought marijuana.
Oh, boy.
So I picked them both up. I had to drive the kid back to Gainesville. I take the nice guy back to Gainesville and drive back with my daughter home. Picked up Chinese food on the way home.
Honey.
So I could feed my family. Never got to go out for dinner. My daughter wanted me to pick up food from the Olive Garden, but it was a 2-hour wait, and I didn't have enough money.
You had me a wait. There's more.
Wait, I took got Chinese food home. Told my husband he couldn't eat it, but he snuck up from the basement anyway and ate it. And then I had to go upstairs.
Okay.
It got worse.
It got worse.
I cleaned it, and I put a plastic bag on my hand, put another plastic bag over my hand, stuffed it in the toilet, pulled out the toilet paper, flushed it, water still came up, the brown water.
Okay.
So obviously I didn't clear it.
Okay.
And then that was my Mother's Day, and I went into the dog's out for a walk, and I cried. And that was it.
Oh, she cried.
She cried.
Other than that, the day was okay?
I didn't eat the food. I was
so
upset to eat.
Oh, Jesus.
And I know exactly the area this woman's talking about?
This is a cow, because I drove by the new Directions Alternative Education site thinking she was there doing marijuana with a guy and another group of kids.
Yeah.
Wasn't there. I was all of them in after.
Honey,
she was
honey, honey, honey. Yes, you
and
win.
I don't want to think about
shut
it
up.
Now. Cause
please,
now
please shut up. You win.
Don't cry, sweetie.
Please.
Don't cry, Elizabeth.
Please shut up. You win.
Elizabeth, shut up for a second.
Elizabeth, please shut up. You win.
I can't take them. You want them?
Okay, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, did
I
you
don't
hear?
Want my family.
Elizabeth, you win. You win.
You're the winner, Elizabeth. You're going
you
away.
Go to Las Vegas.
How could we possibly deny you?
I don't want to take my husband, though.
Well, then don't take your husband.
You don't have to.
Go with anybody you like.
Elizabeth, you can take anybody. You've won the contest. You really have.
Can I take Mike?
Hey, how about that, Tiger?
Oh, that's very sweet of you, darling.
He's very handsome.
Thank you very much. Yes. I appreciate that.
And I go by his restaurant every day as I pass Seton High School and go to All
Now
State.
I'm even happier that you won. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Honey?
Are you kidding? I never won anything in my life.
Yeah, just relax and take a deep breath because you're going to Las Vegas or anywhere you want to go.
I think you won the day that you got a guy to marry you. That's what I think. I think you hit the lottery.
Can I tell you one thing, Don?
Sure.
Please.
Sure, go ahead,
Don. My husband ran over my puppy in February, my 3.5-year-old dog,
wow.
Right in my driveway.
Oh, man.
This guy's a real brute. What should I do about him? Oh, I forgot to tell you something. I forgot the worst part. I called up my daughter's therapist, my daughter who gives her her ADD, this one went missing.
Where's the shut-up tapes? We got this woman there. Her kids are on top there, and they got an
ADD. Get out the Rolodex. Get out the roll. We might need another segment with her. Somebody went missing?
Listen, you're a winner, honey. I put her on hold. She has won a trip to Las Vegas. Courtesy of Independence Air.
She was just getting to her daughter's ADD.
The official airline of the Don and Mike Show. Flying to Seattle, San Diego, San Jose, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas. Fly I and get your happy bags game tag. FlyI.com. Go your own way.
She won't have any happy bags, Don.
For me, that was just like listening to my wife talk.
It's awesome.
It was just too much information, too much is coming out. You got to do this. And
this woman has it worse.
Yes, mm-hmm. And now let's go back. Okay. K? Yes, okay.
You know what? She deserves it. Please let
her
have it.
Listen to the fellow competitors. Sweet. You know it's good when the fellow competitors admit.
All right, okay, you're the lady that swore on your kids' lives.
Yes.
It was the deal.
Yes.
Oh, you did, yes. Okay, here you go. For you, the $20 Tower Records gift card from Tower.com.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Okay, sorry I didn't believe you.
That's okay. Okay. No problem.
Still don't. And who else? Oh, there's Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Yes?
Now, I don't remember what Lisa was like.
She had diarrhea.
Oh, yeah. Lisa, congratulations. Nothing goes with diarrhea.
I know what you're doing.